And this is CPR News. I'm Haley May. A chief judge on the Western Slope ordered federal immigration authorities to stop enforcement in and around courthouses in his district. The order obtained by CPR News says ICE agents have created confusion, anxiety, and fear in courtrooms from Garfield to Pitkin County. ICE's own policy says they should respect state laws, which in Colorado don't allow civil immigration action on court grounds. That law was sponsored by State Senator Julie Gonzalez.
I find it unconscionable that ICE would seek to undermine access to justice for Coloradans.
Gonzalez says she's heard of ICE waiting in other state courthouses too. CPR confirmed at least one other immigration action on court grounds in Denver. ICE has declined to comment on the judge's order. The Colorado legislature approved a memorial for the Sand Creek Massacre this week. The sculpture is expected to be installed in front of the state capitol's west steps next year. It would replace a Civil War statue that was pulled down by protesters in 2020. Chris Tallbear is a member of both the Arapaho and Cheyenne tribes and a descendant of Sand Creek survivors. He was on the Senate floor for the resolution's passage.
Restorative justice. This is a good step towards that. We're not there yet. We've still got a long way, but this is a good step.
Hundreds of Arapaho and Cheyenne civilians were killed by U.S. troops near the modern-day town of Eads in the massacre. It's considered one of the state's worst atrocities. Clouds clear before rain arrives late this week. This is CPR News.